On July 26th, we have a new moon, when the moon will be directly between Earth and the Sun. After that, the moon, well, it goes to extremes. On the very next day, July 27th, the moon is at apogee, which is its farthest point from Earth in a lunar cycle. Because this apogee occurs so close to the new moon, at a time when the moon will still be on the sun's side of Earth, the sun's pull will be very strong, and the moon will be the farthest it gets from Earth this year, some 252,600 miles. But 2 weeks later, we'll get a full moon, and it will be the closest full moon of the year. So mark your calendars for August 10th. Mars is also on the move. It's in the southwest, heading for temporary oblivion in the sun's afterglow. But its swift eastward motion helps it stay up longer. It's on its way towards Saturn and then to Scorpius, home of the bright red star Antares, whose name means rival of Mars. Scorpius is now in the south, and Saturn is now between Scorpius and Mars. Last time, I started talking about the summer triangle of stars, which is a trio of bright stars that's now high in the east, and its brightest star, Vega, the one at the northwest corner. Today, I want to say a little about Deneb, the star at the northeast corner. Deneb is the brightest star in Cygnus, the Swan, and it's also the top of the Northern Cross. Deneb comes from the Arabic for tail, and it represents the tail of the swan, which would then be flying in a southwesterly direction. If you've read or watched much science fiction, you've probably heard of Deneb. The most famous instance may be in the classic Star Trek episode, The Trouble with the Tribbles, when Scotty reports to Captain Kirk that a Klingon has likened Kirk to a Denebian slime devil. Well, Deneb is a beautiful star, classified as a blue-white supergiant. Its distance and exact luminosity are hard to calculate, but it does seem to be at least 50,000 times brighter than the sun, and maybe more than 150,000 times brighter. Also, when we look at Deneb, we're looking in the direction our solar system is traveling through the disk of the Milky Way. One note about the Northern Cross. It's an asterism, which is a pattern of stars within or across constellations. The Big Dipper is probably the most famous one. It's part of Ursa Major. And the Summer Triangle itself is one because its stars belong to three constellations. Finally, August 1st is an old Celtic holiday called Lammas, or the Festival of Loaves, an ancient celebration of the season's first harvest and the first loaves of bread. It was one of four cross-quarter days that fell midway between the solstice and the equinox. The Celts divided the year into light and dark halves, with the switchovers happening on the dates we call Halloween and May Day. By this reckoning, Lammas marks the halfway point in the light half of the year, which is an occasion to rejoice in its bounty. Its opposite is Imbolc, or lamb's milk, on February 2nd, which we now know as Groundhog Day. That's all for now, and happy star watching.